You're listening to SBS News.
The Treasurer Scott Morrison delivered his budget speech on Tuesday night in Parliament House. Tax cuts for low and middle income earners and an emphasis on increasing economic activity brought praise from many interest groups, including the Australian Industry Group's Innes Willocks.
This is a very positive budget, a cause for optimism, and many of the measures in here and the commitments that the government have made should be applauded.
But funnelling unexpected government income into tax cuts rather than paying down the deficit has some, like James Pearson from the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, worried.
This is a budget that's taking the country in the right direction. It would have been good to see more ambition on long-term budget repair.
Another tick for the government was its focus on health. Council of the Aging's Ian Yates said that this year's budget was a win for Australia's ageing population.
For the first time, we've seen government attempt a comprehensive package about ageing.
Health organisations were particularly happy there'll be more home care services funding for thousands of older Australians. No increase in the foreign aid budget, though, with the government holding it at $4.2 billion per year. Sally Moyle from Care Australia says Australia's contribution to aid has been cut by 30% over the past 5 years, and this year's freeze means it'll effectively be reduced even further.
This budget is just mean. At a time when we're growing Australia's revenue, to take another $140 million out of the next 4 years' Australian aid budget is unnecessary and mean, when we've got 700,000 refugees living under plastic tents in Bangladesh.
Leader of the Greens, Richard Di Natale, said while the budget delivers in some areas, it gives too much to big business and not enough to people struggling on lower incomes.
It's rare that budgets so starkly outline the choices that we've got as a nation, and this is a budget that does that. It makes it very clear that Australia has some very clear choices ahead of it.
The Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, agrees.
Of course, there are some things in this budget that we welcome, but this is a cruel hoax of a budget. We want to see people better off, but we want to see them better off in a real way, and this is just a hoax.
While it has received mixed reactions, this budget is likely to be the Treasurer's last pitch to voters before the next federal election, which is expected to be called at the end of this year. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.